Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Shallow Talk with Just Me on Black Think Tank Radio Network. Tonight, this evening, we're going to be talking about black businesses, not so much all that you hear, all the sole proprietorship versus the LLC versus the corporation and the business plan type. We're going to start from the basics. As you know, as a new startup on a online network, we've been having some technical issues the last couple of shows, and if you just give me a second, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some Black Thought Freestyle or Flex. So while I iron it out, bear with me. Thanks. Hold on a second. And welcome to Black Think Tank Radio Network and Shadow Talks Show with Stephanie.
Funk Flex, I'm here. I mean, listen, I like to answer people's demands. I like to come through with what they ask me for. All right? Black Thought is here. Yes.
Sir.
And we're going to, you know what we do in this position. Ciroc Studios, we here. Let's go, Earns.
Let's do it. I'm sorry for your loss. It's a body dead in the car, and it's probably one of yours. The writing all across the window in the walls. Whether it was true or false, we shouldn't have got involved. Remember, we walked past the teacher, take the chalk and laugh. We wrote punishments. I will not talk in class. Now it's pistols punishing people for talking fast. And all these innocent bystanders is hauling ass. I hate to say I told y'all, but I told y'all things fall apart when it's in a 2 week to hold y'all. I'm just collecting what you owe to my old jaw. You about to get swooped down on and stoled on. Fools swear they wise men know they foolish, but we was headed for the web even before computers. I never thought you'd give me a reason to do this. Cain and Abel, Jesus and Judas, Caesar and Brutus, I see intruders, avert your eyes. I told you keep out of the hood, circumcised. How could you sleep? I thought you always was the first to ride. Hey yo, you heard the line, everybody plays the fool. Well, I be that exception to the rule, the principal to hand deliver lessons to the school. I was making major moves, my dollar deja vu. My mission when my ambition was brandishing a tool to be an icon. Wearing slippers made of python, getting mine quicker cause I'm slick as a pipeline. Transporting the oil, tribulation and toil hit the operation, but I'm back in the soil. Got my crown tilted, my gown quilted, silk with cashmere. Burn the room down in a minute, built it last year. Newsflash, I dodged a bullet that killed the cashier. My homies told me to come with him to the mass shit. Them brothers said, don't go from written bars filled with rage to primetime television and your gilded cage. Then forget it's people in the world still enslaved. I barbed wire my wrist and let it fill the page. Gunfire and flare, sirens glare. I'm in an iron chair with people who care. Don't get the lion's share when I don't give a fuck that.
This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Call us at 646-564-9948. Press 1 to join the conversation, join the chat room, or listen via the show link. We appreciate your thoughts and participation. Each one teach one. Each one respect one. Peace and enjoy the program.
Okay, and we're back. Black Think Tank Radio Network, Shadow Talk. Like I said, tonight we're going to talk about black business, but we're going to talk about the black business that they don't feature in Black Enterprise. We're going to talk about the everyday hustlers, black businesses, okay? Not the ones with the in-year thousands and thousands of dollars and the business plan and the Shark Tank, and we're ready to do that. No. Everybody talks about how in the black community we have like $1 trillion impulse consumer spending imprint. And this is true. But people don't want to talk about the real issues of why many people choose not to go into business for themselves, or they gloss over black business, this black business, that, but they're not telling you they're doing all the work. They don't have the revenue. Let's use those big words, okay? They don't have the revenue or their sales to hire someone else to give the next person a start. They don't have the revenue to put back into the community to support a grassroots organization, to sponsor a little league team, with the boys football team. They don't have that because they're just breaking even themselves. Okay, many people don't get that there are many people who are in black businesses, and you wouldn't realize that they're in a black business because they're their own employees. They are sole proprietors. And, you know, sole proprietors don't really get that shine when the whole "we need to open more black businesses" arise. The lack of resources that sole proprietors get is never really discussed in detail. The whole not having that seed money that you need, but they don't tell you when they talk about black business. They don't tell you, like, any business, black, white, Hispanic, Lithuanian, whatever, any black, any business, any small business has a year where it can fail. Okay? They don't consider a business profitable until the second year, third year. And, you know, people say, well, they're that. Additionally, when people talk about, oh, you should open up a business, you should start a business, they don't tell you that you could buy all these books, you could write all the business plans you want to. However, they don't tell you how you do all of that, you still might not get any customers. So you did all of that for nothing. Now, I like Killer Mike said something. He said if you took $5,000 and invested it in your community for those who have that disposable cash flow, you know, that they need to flip and wash, there's a lot of things that that can do to help the next person who has a dream of being a business owner. And we're going to get all into that. We are going to get all into that. And then I guess the last hour, like 9 and 10, if you're on the line and you got a business, you could plug it. We here at Black Think Tank Radio Network is all about the networking. It's all about reaching out, helping, giving you a forum to help build as a community and empower us all. We're not about the personality. So if you want to plug, you can plug. So the last hour, we're going to plug. I think that's Brother Ozzy. Let me see. Hold on a second. Hello? Hi. You on the air? Hello? Okay, I think that is Brother Ozzy, and you understand when Brother Ozzy calls, Brother Ozzy is on the plantation, so I know he will get back to us. I think this is a great time to take a break. So let's do some Nikki Giovanni ego tripping right now.
Well, no, we're kind of wonderful. I wrote a poem called Ego Tripping. Yeah, there may be a reason why. Yeah. I was born in the Congo, I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I'm bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I'm a gazelle. So swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son, Hannibal, an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son, Noah, built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name, all praises, all praises. I am the one who would save. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned, and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal, I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Power to the people.
And with that, welcome again to Shadow Talk. Now, as I said, we're going to talk about basics tonight. We're going to talk about pros and cons. We're going to talk about different opportunities that you can do to build up so that you have investment money. I mean, a couple of years ago, we didn't have the internet, so the internet really has changed the game. Let's be honest. The internet has changed the game. The internet has given us more of an opportunity to become our own little individual proprietors and compete globally, if that's what you want to do, or even locally. I mean, let's start local. Locally, nationally, globally, with others, to make some money. But a lot of people, they, you know, say 2008, if you had started your little internet hustle in 2008, you were lucky. There wasn't Facebook ads. There wasn't Twitter ads. There wasn't everybody has an ad, or you have to pay for this or pay for that. Because, you know, everything was kind of like sort of free for all. Now, you have TTP is here, and if you don't know what TTP is, basically TTP will kind of cut on the internet to give certain sites, certain internet providers primary access and limit the traffic to like secondary sites, and less you pay for access into those main internet providers. Like, oh, I know that's a lot, right? Like, what? Now I'm gonna turn it off for her because now she started to talk. Okay, basically it's this. So Facebook, what they call themselves now, Spectrum, Comcast, they're like, they're gonna have first crack at what you get to see and what you don't get to see. And if you like that site, like your friend's blog site, if your friend is paying a major provider to host his blog, you're going to have like AOL issues from back in the days, like dial-up issues with the site ain't loading, the site ain't loading. Try again later, try again later. Is that Quero? Brother Ozzy's back. Hey, Brother Ozzy, you with us?
Nope.
Okay. Now, you said, I want to do now to make some extra money that doesn't involve you having to file some kind of paperwork with the state or nothing like that. Now, I believe it was Minnesota. There was a young boy who was selling hot dogs to make money to buy clothes. See, we wouldn't know about that if some asshole didn't report him, but you see, his child stepped up, got him licensed and stuff like that. And there goes the problem. You want to do something. Like, I remember, like, some states are now requiring people who wait here in their house to get a license. And this, yeah, you should be licensed if somebody happens, and you can get, you should have insurance so you can be, you won't lose everything if you get sued. Yeah, that's the point, and that is true. Yeah, you should have a license because maybe you're doing something that's dangerous, and if you had training, you would be doing it better. Yeah, that's true as well. But certain things, like, you have people out here now, like, that's selling stuff online that they made. They have the copyright. They're arts and crafts, and they have to pay $29.99 a month or Shopify, or they do Etsy take a cut. And that's not a problem, and I'm not knocking those sites. I'm not knocking that. Everybody starts these businesses on these sites with the expectation, well, there's millions and millions of people on this site. Surely I'm going to make my money. And that's not necessarily the case. And see, where Etsy doesn't tell you, where Shopify doesn't tell you, where any of Facebook, all of them don't tell you. Yeah, there's people do make money on those sites, but it takes time and effort, and quite frankly, sometimes if you're doing something that a lot of people are doing, out money, and you know, they say, okay, we should go in business, we should make our money, we should pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We should pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. And you know, people don't talk about that. They don't talk about the IRS. They don't talk about the tax implications of sole proprietorship versus LLC. They don't talk about that, your personal income that you have to file and pay taxes for it. Or, you know, you could end up in jail. And you see a couple people who were celebrity status. Allegedly, they had managers and business consultants. Obviously, they didn't have accountants. And, you know, now they owe money or they're doing time for owing money because there's two things in life you could be sure of, death and taxes. Okay, the IRS will get theirs. And eventually you will die. So, you know, these are things, you know, I think what I would like to do every couple of Saturdays, like a break-even Saturday, where I kind of really write this information down. And I do believe I hear Brother Ozzy is with us now. Hi, Brother Ozzy. Is that you?
Hey, how are you doing, sis?
All right.
Yeah, great topic this evening. I hope that people are, you know, tuning in. People are listening. This is good information, and definitely people need to know what is needed if they're going to jump into, you know, starting their own business. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we be online and they be talking about the Black Wall Street, the Black Wall Street. And I think people are glorifying something that they don't really know the specifics about. So I think we need to start talking about this more on the network. No?
Yeah, people need to know what all it takes to go into business, and they need to be prepared for it so that they don't get discouraged once they successfully start their business, because it's not, you know, it's not a piece of cake, like you said. And I tip my hat to anybody who is in business and doing things, you know, the right way, which is basically the right way is, you know, you putting money in your pockets. I personally don't give a damn about the taxes or whatever. My thing is, if you got a hustle and you out here doing your thing, more power to you. But if you want to be legit about it and want to go by the, you know, the rule of law, then, you know, you need to, like you said, you need to know your stuff. You need to be licensed. You need to, you know what an LLC is. You can walk up to 10 people on the street and ask them, what's the LLC? Or do they have their LLC? And most of them will say, no, I don't. And most of them wouldn't know what an LLC is. And, you know, what that is to basically keep you from having your pants sued off from somebody if they happen to get hurt by, you know, your business. Whether it be,
exactly,
you know, basically, you know, like you said, if it's a lemonade stand and you're buying lemonade from my lemonade stand and you happen to get sick or catch some type of bacteria or something, you can't sue me. You know, the only thing you can sue is, you know, my business name and all that, but you can't personally get money out of me, you know, and that's what the LLC protects you from. It doesn't cost that much to get one, and I would suggest anybody who's even thinking about going into business, go ahead and get one. Whether your business is going to be legit or not, you know, if you, you know, out here hustling and somebody gets hurt and they want to come and sue you, as long as you got an LLC, you're protected. You're protected. So, you know, I need my people to be more knowledgeable. Number two, you know, get your credit game straight. You know, it's no, like Sister said, it's no sense in, you know, having, you know, seed money and having your investors all together and you got bad credit. Because most of the time, most businesses are run on credit. 9 times out of 10, a successful business is run on credit. So definitely, got to get your credit game straight. These are things that they don't teach our young people. These are things that we don't teach our young people because we don't know. Thing is, once you start getting the knowledge, you got to share it with the young people. You got to, because my thing is, we can't expect everybody to just go to college and, you know, do their 4 to 8 years and then be working for somebody else. You know, what does that even sound like? And I'm like what Big Mike said, you want to invest in your community, invest in helping some of our people get their credit straight so that they can get money from these banks. Number three, be brave.
Right.
Be brave. Don't jump into a business and be skittish about it. Number four, be knowledgeable. Be knowledgeable about what you're selling. Be knowledgeable about every part of your business. That's why it's called your business. Be knowledgeable. You got to know the ins and outs. You know everything. You got to be the person that if you're selling, again, go to lemonade. If you're selling lemonade, then you need to know everything about lemonade. You need to know where to get the best lemons from at the cheapest price, so that, you know, you can, you know, help with your overhead. You need to know what corner to be on at what time, where the foot traffic is going. You need to be knowledgeable so that if anybody wants to start a lemonade stand, they'll come to you and be like, how did you become successful? And you can sell that information too. Bam. So once you become knowledgeable about what you do, you'll have people coming to you asking for your advice, and you don't have to give that advice for free. And on that, I'm going to yield. I'll be back with my part 5 and 6 in a minute. Go ahead, sis.
Okay. Well, that's right. Yeah. They're substitutes, okay? We all keep it lemonade. They're substitutes. You have to know what you're getting yourself into. You have to look at everything. You can't say, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit and think everybody's going to like your shit, because they're not. There's a lot of rappers out there these days, my love. There's a lot of rappers out there these days. And there's always been a lot of rappers. There's always been a lot of musicians. Not everybody's meant to play stadium. But you know what? What they don't tell you, and you get discouraged, like my brother said, you can't get discouraged. Maybe do not miss to play a stadium. But, you know, there's some artists that they live in large because they just play clubs, or they just do cruises, or they do weddings, or they just do mixtapes. You know, a lot of people got put on by just doing mixtapes, and a lot of people just make their money doing mixtapes. So you got to find what you do and you do well, and you got to say, okay, this is what I want to do, because it can't feel like a job. Because if it feels like a job, then you're not going to want to put that effort into it. And let me tell you something, if you're going to try to start your own business and grow your own business, it's not a 8-hour thing. It's not a 4-hour thing. It's not something I could do tomorrow. I can't hang out with my homies and do it in an hour. You gotta realize you don't get paid unless you do the work. You ain't getting no paycheck from no boss. You ain't doing no hours so you could bitch about a job. If you don't go out there and set up your lemonade stand and stand on that corner and make that lemonade, you ain't going to make no money for the day. And people don't understand that. And, you know, the first day out there, nobody might buy your lemonade. The second day out there, nobody might buy your lemonade. In fact, you might stand on that corner for a week, and nobody might buy your lemonade. But it's that last day, let's go to church. It's the last day. When you're on the 8th day and you're standing out there and you're pissed off and you want to throw that lemonade in the street and you're like, the hell with this? That's when somebody going to walk up to you and buy your lemonade. And then it's going to be 2, and then it's going to be 3, and then you're going to get a bus, because it takes time. There's a DJ in New York. He told me this a long time ago. A lot of young girls burn out because they don't understand. It takes time to build up a following to do an event. Oh, God, I wish I knew who that DJ was, because I really want to give him credit. Oh, my God. What he said to me was, he says, I don't work. I don't care if you give me a deposit until I hear the buzz in the street. And he says, that buzz lets me know that you're not coming out of your pocket to pay for me, and I'm not going to be sitting in the empty room for the evening. And I say this to say, what? If you're not doing what you're doing, marketing your business, creating that buzz in the streets, you're just going to put out money and put out money, and you're not going to get any return. And that doesn't make for a successful business. That means for a bad business plan. Brother Ozzy, you ready for your 5 and 6?
Yeah, 5 and 6. Get your business ID. That's 5. Get your business. Make sure you get your business tax ID number. Don't have anything connected to your Social Security number. That goes along to LLC. That way, if you should happen to run into bad times or whatever, and you got people coming after you for money, they got to go after your business. They can't come after you. That's another protection from, you know, them coming after you personally and coming after your personal assets. Exactly. On top of that, number 6 is, I might have said number 6 already. Well, number 6 is be willing to market yourself. Like Sister said, be willing to market yourself. If that goes with, you know, giving away a few free samples, you know, take a lesson out of the book of our street hustlers. You know, some of them will give away free samples, and if the customer like it, they will come back to get more. So, you know, if you're doing the lemonade thing, give away a small cup. You don't got to give away a full cup, but give away a small cup. Let them taste. You know, all right, you want some more, you're going to pay for it. You know, you have to be willing to market yourself, and sometimes, you know, give your product away. If you're into clothing and you make clothes, you know, make about 10 T-shirts that you can give away. Or, you know, maybe take them to a popular DJ in town or a popular band in town or something and be like, look, hey, throw these T-shirts out for me, you know. And I'll even, you know, throw in one for the person that you contact in the band. Anybody else that wants one, buy it from me. So my thing is that it doesn't really take much, as well as just using social media like I see people doing, you know. But sometimes, you know, just be willing to be like, okay, I'll let you wear this out. And have people ask me, hey, where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that T-shirt from? You know, and, you know, they recommend you. Next thing you know, you got people asking, hey, that's a cool shirt you made. Can I get one? Yeah, $20. You know, so, it can work like that. And it can be easy. Like Sis said, it's not always going to be, you know, bam, bam, bam. And a lot of times, you know, people want it to be that way, but that'll bring me to number 8. Be patient. Be patient with your business.
It's true. You always got to be patient with those business, because many a times we're talking about lemonade. You could stand in that corner and you can have the bam lemonade and people just wasn't hitting, you know.
Right.
You're going to have off days. You got to understand. You're going to have off days. You're going to have Fridays. You're going to have Saturdays. But you're going to have Tuesdays, too.
Yeah, create word of mouth about your business. You know, there's plenty of people on YouTube that, you know, got famously rich from, you know, just creating a buzz, creating word of mouth. And, you know, my thing is that, you know, all in all, it's worth it. I just hope that these young people that are out here basically making a business for themselves, I hope that they're taking care of Uncle Sam, because that's one thing that you definitely have to do once they find out that you're making money. They're going to come with their hand out, and cool. They're going to be asking, where's my cut? So anytime I don't know how it is in business, but I know how it is personal. If you make over $15,000 a year, you got to talk to Uncle Sam. Now, I don't know how it is in business. They might give business a little bit more of a break, but my thing is that, you know, you need to know the tax laws. That'll be number 9. You need to know the tax laws. So, with that being said, you know, I hope that people take our advice. And if you jump into business, don't be scared to do it. Just make sure you have everything in place so that it'll be something that can last. It's no sense in, you know, spending a whole bunch of money and you're out of business within a year, within 6 months. So definitely get your hustle on.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because one night I was watching this Facebook Live, and I really wish I remember the store. I think it was in Kansas City, and this brother, he owns a bodega store, like a corner store, and that night there was unfortunately a shooting. And the police had the street blocked off, so there was no access to the store unless you walked to the store. So, you know, after he just, you know, he got creative with it. My brother started, because he sells liquor. He got the store. I wish I could give him a plug right now, but he started making deals. He had, like, some big Patrol bottles. He cut that to $85 for anybody who would come to the store while he was still doing his live. He had some other liquor that he put on sale. He cut the price. If you wait, you know, because you had to park your car, you couldn't, or you had to do some creative driving because, you know, the main street was locked off because there was a shooting on one end, and then while he was doing his live, there was another shooting on the other end. So, you know, he was like, I got to pay these, but people don't realize a lot of times they get mad at business owners talking about, well, I went to him for a job and he wouldn't hire me. It's not because he didn't want to hire you. It's because his income or his intake may not have been enough to hire you, because that's the one thing that the guy has been saying in the live video. These two guys, I gotta pay them for their time here, and they can't just stay here and make money and not do nothing, because then it's coming out of my pocket. And every time he's trying to keep, I think I should close the store, you know, those guys don't get paid that full day's worth because he closed the store. So, you know, he got himself hustle on, and people started coming in the store for the sale. Like, he had one for sale, like a 2-for-1 deal. He was selling the pills that you take on a Saturday night, the Spanish fly pills. He was selling them. He was selling T-shirts. I thought it was great. I thought that was creative marketing based on the situation at the time with the access to his building. And people don't think. You got to think out the box when you're a business owner, because he wanted to commit to his community. He opened the store in his community, but his community don't understand. He has to pay the lights for that place if he doesn't own that building. And if he owns that building, then he has to pay taxes on that building. And say he doesn't own that building, then he has to pay rent on that building. So the community can't get mad at him because he's not giving them a deal or a break all the time, because that deal or the break might get his life turned out or might get his business lost. But he will give you a deal or a break if you show him love. Now, obviously that community supports that store. And like I said, people were actually walking in. They were telling him, I parked my car down the block, yo, but I heard on the live that you was having that sale. And, yeah, see, that's how you make a relationship and you network with your community and you have a strong business model. And these are the things that you're not hearing when you go to these networks, to this YouTube about businesses. Like, I'm doing something as an experiment, but I'm not going to talk about it right now because I think at this point we should be focused on the real basis. You should look into what you think your hustle is, what you're good at, what you think you can make money. Like, if you work as a customer service rep right now for some Comcast or somebody right now, do you know that you can apply part-time to, nah, you know what, sorry, let me change that. If you work right now as a customer service representative for any call center, do you know you have within you the knowledge to start your own call center and now compete with the call center? Because many of these businesses are now not hiring so much themselves, but they are looking for independent contractors. Independent contractors is another form of sole proprietor. Independent contractor means you could build your resume at your own pace, doing it, working for yourself, and you can now support yourself. And you don't have to answer to a boss. You, as an independent contractor, can now get a group insurance health care for you and your family. You could use your family as your employees, and then just, you know, this is what they don't tell you. This is a business model. Then you can hire your auntie and your uncle and your cousins, and y'all can sit in the house, and y'all can just do call center calls from your house. And all that requires is for you to have is actual internet service from a real provider, not your mobile. You have to have real online service. Or there's a lot of people doing mobile car washing right now. Mobile car washing is big out here. It's big. And I think it will be big up north too, in like New Jersey. I think they do that in New Jersey. They did that in New Jersey where I was at anyway. Where people, you know, they have a site and they come to you when they wash your car. If you really want to make money, that's the little things you can start doing now. If you're not getting put on with a job, you could do that. You could take out a Craigslist. It takes $3 about can do. You can market yourself. And then, you know, you take out that little Craigslist. You do it, you know, you hustle your hustle. You build up your money. You get your license. You get your employment identification number, which is your business social security number. And you start off slow. They don't tell you, it takes levels to, you can't just start your business tomorrow. There's levels. And a lot of people don't know and get discouraged because someone never told them the next level, that there was a before level. They just said, oh, just open up your business. They didn't tell you all the little steps. They didn't tell you about you had to deposit this certain money. You had to have a certain credit ready. You had to have an initial down payment. You have to have an EIN number. You have to have a location. You have to have insurance. They don't tell you all of that. So I want to, like, just talk about the nitty-gritty things that you need to do to add an extra, to break even, to pay your electric bill. I mean, there's people who braid hair, okay, in some states. Be careful about that. But if you got your braid on, get your braid on. And then when you make enough customers and you get enough buzz, you get your license on. And then once you get your license on and you make enough buzz, then you look for a little space. And then when you find that little space, you think about renting out some little chairs to help pay for the rent for that little space and help the next person get to where you at. Don't look down on the person trying to do what you did. Try to help them because, you know, it's not competition. It's love. And everybody's going to remember, well, she was doing it, but she looked out for her, and she looked out for her. So, you know, she the queen, and, you know, she's good people. It's always good. It's always good to you. It's not harmful to you to bless the next person that's trying to get where you at, because that means if they're trying to get where you at, by the time they get where you at, you're going to be two levels above them to bless. Don't believe the haters. Brother Ozzy, you got 10 and 11 now? Okay.
So, at this time, I think I'm going to take another little break. Let me see. Oh, I like this. Fonte, a good fight. I'm going to put that on for a minute.
When you wake up in the morning, I want you to go to the mirror. And I want you to look yourself in the eyes and say, fuck you. Fuck your hope. Fuck your dreams. Fuck all the good you thought this life was going to bring you. Now let's go out here and try to make this bitch happy. New tickle. Up early with the sun and the stars. 6 a.m. ring the alarm. Weatherman say it's 90 today, but it's going to feel like 100 tomorrow. So throw some fresh water under the arms. Bullshit soon as I come in the job. Frost hit me with the news like a box cutter under the jaw. Said they just had a meeting at about 300. Oh, y'all are getting fired because we've been defunded. Can't say I didn't even see it coming. I always knew that one day they'd find a way to throw me to the wolves. And once they came into my room on that Friday afternoon, I was thinking, why y'all faggot ass niggas couldn't find me on Monday? I know it's not saying, but yo, I'm just saying. Everybody prays for the day they see the light, but the light at the end of the tunnel is a train. $5 gas and poverty rates are rising much higher than your hourly rate. So if you're thinking about quitting, you should probably wait. Everybody gotta do a fucking job that they hate. Go and live out your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, Tay, and don't ever sell out. But how the fuck you sell out when ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I wanna fight the good fight, but it ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Trying to get it at whatever the cost, wherever you're at or whoever you are. That's me. All day, it's like chasing a high. You just wanna get a hit, just wanna get a taste, just wanna benefit. Every day you wake up, there's a legitimate struggle between doing what's right or just doing some nigga shit. Baby bro wrote me, say it feel like he lost me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying, back the fuck up off me. My single friends say, tell your family's beautiful. I'm like, if y'all niggas only knew what it cost me. This shit don't come with no blueprint. And with every change, it seems more like a game you can never win. I tell my peoples I ain't rich, but this harvest is the farthest from broke a nigga ever been. Go for your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, saying don't ever sell out. But what the fuck is selling out if ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I'm trying to fight the good fight, but they ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Where you at or whoever you are. Cornstar pennies out of the jar. All day, nigga. Y'all remember that shit, man?
Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real.
And welcome back to Shout Talk Show at Blasting Tank Radio Network. Let's talk about the radio network. Yay. So, again, Monday you have open for Hope Radio. Tune in. That's 9 o'clock Eastern. On Fridays you have Moments with Missy. Last night, I do believe, due to travel conflicts, she wasn't on the air, but she will be back next Friday. Please join us, and she's at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I do believe tomorrow, I'm not sure, Brother Clayton is going to be debuting his show. I don't believe we have a title for the show yet either. And I believe, tune in for that. Follow us on Black Think Tank Radio Network on Facebook for up-to-date information regarding our growth as a network. We just launched, so we are building with you, our listeners, at the same time. So we worked out our technical difficulties today because we didn't have that many problems. So that's a plus. So let's see. Mondays open for Hope Network. Open for Hope is on the network. 5 days, Moment Saturdays, you have me, Shadow Talk. Oh, and of course, not forgetting, same as best for last. On Thursdays, you have the Revolutionary Journey with Brother Ozzy, and he be putting it down as well. And that's 8 p.m. Eastern as well. I post it, see, people tell you social media, and you'd be rich. Nah, I posted on social media tonight that for the last hour of the show that if you have any type of business, you would be able to plug it. Nope. Plug your business, plug what you do, all you. Social media doesn't always work when you want it. Now, it's going to work. You're going to get a lot of messages
oh, man, I missed it. Can you do it again? And, yeah, I am going to do it again. Don't worry. I am going to keep on doing it. We're going to plug. So I guess tonight I'm going to plug me. So I'm really nobody. A couple of weeks ago, I was asked to do a show on the network because they were relaunching. If you know the history, the Latin Tank Radio Network, it launched last year. It was powered by the Cancer Party, People's Party. And as an admin on the page, you know, this year they asked me to do a show. And, of course, I'm going to do for my people. I'm going to get out of all my issues and do for my people no matter what, you know. And they asked me when they were talking about getting the radio network back online and doing a show, some of the topics I wanted to do. And I said I wanted to do this about black business, but I didn't want to do it from the point of view of somebody who used to do like consulting work in the 90s and stuff like that. I wanted to do it from the point of view of somebody who's looking for extra income now in 2018, or, you know, they need to supplement their job income and they're looking for a hustle. For the last couple of weeks, I've been looking for opportunities online that I can do that interests me, that would fit the bill of the criteria. And there's an app, it's a coloring app, and I love the coloring app, but you have to pay for it. So for years, for my personal self-care, I literally color. Now, back when I was younger, you know, before the kid, you know, I used to draw a lot, and, you know, someplace still, I believe it's stored somewhere in New Jersey. A lot of my artwork still exists. But, you know, so it's like now I'm going back to something that I felt very passionate about until life, child, marriage, and all that. So that's me. And this Shadow Talk show is not about me. Shadow Talk show, I moderate. Shadow Talk show, creative, me blowing off steam. That's me keeping my head together. That's me. I'm not a people person. I've made my money in the back. I like the background. I like the back money. I like to make my money and go home. When I was thinking of the concept for this show, I wanted the show to be a forum where I could bring in people to talk about topics that are affecting people and they could spur the conversation. That's why my first show I did, my sister from Fest for Life and her course. My second show, I brought in my brother from California to talk about immigration. I'd rather sit here and moderate and let other people talk and bring stuff to the table so that we can all go together collectively as a collectivism. So that's my plug. So if you see my artwork out there and you want to buy stuff, please do, because what I would like to do eventually, I would like to set that money aside so when I see a GoFundMe for a small organization that they're doing some work, I could give them some money. Or, you know, the network, we want to branch out and start our own website and stuff like that. That's going to take funds, and we don't want our listeners to pay for our growth. So, you know, I'll be able to throw some money towards the network.
Additionally, I want to throw some money towards some school teachers this year in a couple of months, you know, because school teachers, you know, they have to bring the supplies to the classroom with them. So I want to be able, I know some people doing some good work that they do have a GoFundMe for teachers. I want to hit them off in September with some couple of dollars. So don't think when I'm venting and selling my wheel on social media, it's about me getting rich, because, yeah, not really, not so much. But Biggie says, more money, more problems. Brother Ozzy, are you there with us again?
Yeah, I'm back, sis.
You got 12, 15, and 16?
Well,
I said... I'm gonna say,
don't forget that when you go into business, that you can also apply for a nonprofit, a 501c, just like a church. You know, you can be a nonprofit business. You know, where you won't have to pay taxes. Definitely don't forget to look into that. I forget what number I'm on. Is that number 12?
I think it's 15, 14. I don't know. I felt like,
okay,
you know, I put out there, you know, if you had a business to plug, you call in the radio station and plug in, but and nobody want no free
right.
advertising. So you could go up to 25 tonight, and then you could start
right.
25 and 50 next time. So keep on
right.
going.
Well, they, I know that if you work for Uber or if you work for Lyft, and you're out here and you're using your own vehicle, then you have your own business. And my thing is that you have to also be aware of the overhead of that business. Be aware of the maintenance on whatever vehicle that you're driving before you sign up. Be aware of the maintenance that you're going to have to do on your vehicle, and make sure that you're setting that money aside to take care of your vehicle, because of that. If you join one of these ride shares and you have to use your own vehicle, basically your vehicle is your business, and you have to definitely take care of your business. Don't wait until the tires are bald. I got to go get some tires, and now you got a blowout, and you're riding on a donut, picking people up that don't look good to the customer. And if you get reported, that doesn't look good to the people that you're working for. But, I say it's your own business because you have to pay your own taxes on that money that you make, and a lot of people don't recognize that. So my thing is, the hustle is to do it part-time, make about, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, then, you know, stop, wait until after the tax year is over, then start up again. And that way you can avoid paying taxes that way. So the government really doesn't recognize your income, like I said before, until you're over $15,000 a year. So if you make less than $15,000 a year, then you don't even have to do your taxes. So I guess they consider that below the poverty level. So definitely look into it first. I'm just dropping the seeds of knowledge. You don't have to take my word for it. Just look into it. I do people's taxes every year, so I'll be looking for the ins and outs. And I haven't started charging yet, but, you know, I might charge this year to do them. But with that being said, I'm going to say number 13, most important, don't be afraid to take money from people of different races.
Hello.
Like we said before, that was an early one. You're in business to make money. The color of business is green. So you're in business to make money. If you're selling African onyx, and a white couple comes up and wants to buy some onyx from you, sell it to them. Ain't no shame in your game. You're in the business to make money. Now, if you want to jack the price up a little bit, that's on you. But my thing is, don't be afraid of accepting money from people of different races. because that's the name of the game, is to be in business. It just happens to be a business that's run by a brother or sister or a black-owned business. So definitely that's one thing I think that holds us back sometimes. We market to our people and market to our people, and we don't go outside of our circle. And sometimes if you're in business, you have to think outside of the box. So sometimes you have to go outside of your circle. Just make sure that if you're successful, put the money back into your community and then back into your business. You know, because a lot of times we get money and we see those shiny rims and we be like, oh, them rims will look good on my car. No, that's the wrong move. Put the money back into your business first, then put the money back into your community. And on that, I'm going to yield.
Well, I want to go back to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago when we were talking about black business as opposed to business. Where you said, what is a black business? And I said, it's a business owned by a black person. You said, doesn't that mean it's a business? I want to go back to that conversation. Additionally, I want to add something that you just said, which is very important. You got to put back into your business first before you start blinging. I guess blinging. Do we still say blinging? I guess before you start.
Yeah, we still say blinging.
Before you
blinging,
get
flossing, it's one of them.
Okay, before you get lit, you gotta take that money, take that 10%, and instead of giving it to the preacher, give it directly to the community. Take another 10% and put it back into your business, and then you take that $20 and get lit, because there's a meme going around, and if you can't put $20 together with your brothers that you hang out with in a club to start a business, then you ain't got no business in the club with those brothers, okay? Because get lit should really only be like under $50 when you working towards a goal and you've got a business in mind. Because remember, your business day is 12 hours, so at some point you gotta sleep at
Right.
But
and the thing about it, sister, excuse me for interrupting, but the thing about it is that the order that I would really take in business is put your business first if you're in business. Put yourself second. Make sure that you are getting something out of it. That way you won't get discouraged. And number three is put you know, your community next. You know, what can you do for the community? Even if you can't, and you have to set goals for yourself. And that leads me to my last and final point. Above all else, be disciplined. You have to be disciplined if you're going to be in business. And on that, I'm going to yield.
Yeah. This is a great conversation. I don't think we're going to finish it in 12 minutes. And I don't actually feel like moving on from this topic for a while. So I guess this is going to be a part two for next week, because seriously, I think the people who listen to the podcast are going to be mad they wasn't able to call in, because you really dropped some wisdom. You really say, brother, because it's plug-in hour, so y'all understand, y'all going to get with the brother if y'all still ain't paid your taxes, so your taxes could get right. Based on the fact that off season, he's going to charge you, because, you know, he kind of rusty. I had to plug you, brother, because we're supposed to be plugging black businesses right now. But anyway, yeah, I really believe that I'm going to keep on with this topic for a minute. I think this is
a
great topic.
Well, sister, it should be on the table all the time. It should never be off the table. Anytime that anybody wants to call in, and talk about business, they're welcome to. You know, it doesn't even have to be, you know, the topic that we're talking about that evening. You know, if you have a question about business, if you want to talk about business, bring it on. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. I think this is what you really, this is, like, when we were talking about bringing me on, this is what you really envisioned for the network to be, a sharing of ideas and a building opportunity. And I like that. That's what I'm feeling. I feel that today with the show, and it's a great thing. And, you know, based on the fact that I'm doing that little experiment and I'm going blind and I'm acting like I don't know stuff, I see a lot of the pitfalls that discourages people, and I wish they would call in and they talk about their little issues, because they'll be surprised that maybe someone who's listening is having the same issue and they can help them out. Like a friend of mine today, he was bitching about some WordPress plugins, and I was like, oh my God, I remember back in the day when I had a blog, I stopped having my blog because I couldn't deal with WordPress and the plugins. And, you know, if only I had somebody I could have reached out to that could have gave me that knowledge, maybe I would still have gone with that. And I think that's what we need. That's what the network is all about, and that's the key word in the network. We're here for people to network, for them to bring what they have to the table and put it out there so they can help the next brother and reach out. Reach one, teach one, bring one together. And that's how you unite. You can't talk about uniting when actually putting forth the action of unification. And that's what Black Think Tech Radio Network is trying to accomplish here. Now, I know we still got open slots on Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you are looking for a show, please feel free. Brother Ozzy, can you give the email? I can't find my notes.
The email to get in contact with us is BTTRN, that's B as in boy, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, R as in Rachel, N as in Nancy, 94@gmail.com. That's BTTRN94@gmail.com. And you can find us on the Black Think Tank Radio Network page. You can send us a message there, or you can contact us on Twitter, Black Think Tank Radio Network at Brother Ozzy. So don't be shy. Get in touch with us. If we can't answer your questions, we can point you in the right direction to someone who can answer your questions. So definitely don't be afraid to get out here. And if you're thinking about starting a business, think about the hair business. You know, Black women and men in some cases like to buy hair. So don't be afraid to go up to a Korean shop owner and ask them how they got into business. Don't be afraid, because that's the only way you're going to learn. Don't be afraid. A lot of times we close ourselves off from being successful, and you can't do that. And you have to look in your circle, and you have to see who's in your circle. And sometimes go ask the big dog on the block how it's being done. You'd be surprised about the answers you get. If you want to get into movie making, get with a bunch of people that are in the business, or contact people that are in the business. Find out how to get into the business. That's the only way you're going to know, is if you ask people, if you network. Remember that. That's a very important word, network. Don't ever be afraid to network. Don't be afraid to expand your circle, especially when it comes to you making money and providing for your family. You won't know unless you try. Listen to Jay-Z's song. He was giving you messages in the song, The Story of O.J. He's giving you messages. He's dropping all kinds of gems in that song. about buying patents for $2 million, flipping them until they're $8 million. You know, same deal. If you want to get into real estate, you know, get with a real estate company. Definitely go to school to find out the ins and outs. But, I mean, get with people in real estate. See how they do it. Sometimes it's worth it to go to some of these midnight seminars that you see on TV. You know, sometimes it's worth it just to learn the business. But sometimes we're too afraid to ask questions to even get started, and we end up being defeated before we get started. So, really, my people, you know, while everybody's worried about the Trump pandemic, we should be worrying about getting our butts in the business and making money for our people. Because right now, ain't nobody really checking for us. And with that, I'm going to yield and say peace to the family.
Thank you, Brother Ozzy. And remember, Brother Ozzy show on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Revolutionary Journal. About 4 minutes left. I do know how I want to end the show. What I want to say is this. This conversation not far from over. I think I'll do a part two on that next Saturday regarding this. Maybe the last two Saturdays out of the month. I'll probably do this. You know, people telling me I need to structure my show and blah, 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 blah. And thank you for all the criticisms, and I appreciate the good ones and the bad ones because, you know, I'm learning. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for all the appreciation and encouragement for my creative side. Again, I'm learning. So thank you. Because, you know, never feel that you too old to learn. Because you can learn even on the day that you die. And, again, Black Think Tank Radio Network. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on IG. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on IG. I'm also on Pinterest. I'm going to be opening up a store and shopping in V soon, so look out for that. You know I'm on Rage One, and I'm on my site, okay, shouttalkshow.com, so you can send me a message. I don't have a webmaster. I'm working with this little kid. He said, he has 14 more weeks until he gets his certificate to become a web designer. And I'm going to wait for him to get his certificate, so I'm not looking for a web designer. Yes, I am going to give him the opportunity to build his resume by fixing my site. So, yes, my site sucks. Yes, and thank you. My site will suck for 14 more weeks until he graduates and he fixes my website because he is really blessed to be a web designer, webmaster, and he sent me a message, and you got it. It's your job. 14 weeks, you got it, okay? And power to the people, and good night.
And medical facilities are poor. We operate a predatory neo-colonial capitalist system which is founded on fraud and exploitation, and therefore you are bound to have corruption institutionalized.
Many criminal cases are settled in police station and they are taken.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised.